My door if you need help, and we'll come out there and do that. If you would, I just have a couple thoughts from Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15 for our devotional. And also think about, what is life all about? Here the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15, verses 11 through 32, illustrates three possible answers to that. Right, so what is life all about? Three possible answers. Well, and if you know the story, right, verse 13, one possible answer is, hey, live it up. Right, like the prodigal son, right? Prodigal means wasteful. Right, the younger son here rejected his father and we read, set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild or prodigal living or wasteful living. Number two possibility, if you answer that question, what is life all about? Maybe some people say it's grudging duty, right? So you got the older brother here. He harshly rebuked his father's forgiving spirit with, leave verse 29, all these years I've been slaving away for you, is what the text in a literal sense says. And he has this resentful response that really reveals his true feelings toward his father. Right, the older brother's obedience was grudging and ungrateful duty. But then the third option, when you answer that question, what is life all about? You see it right here through the father, and that's joyful love. And so the father, verse 31 and 32, gently replied, my son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So one son here tried to live it up. Another son worked resentfully to make a living. And between the, I guess you could say, the license of the younger and the legalism of the older, here stood the father's compassion. You know, between the unrighteousness of one son and the self-righteousness of the other stood the father's mercy. And between the wanton pleasure of the one son and the wounded pride of the other son stood a father's love for both of his sons, even though both really rejected his. Right, both sons were self-centered, each in his own way, and thus both were dead at one point. But only the father here is one who loved unselfishly and understood what life is all about. So just some thoughts for you here in the middle of the week. As we think about this year with our theme of walking worthy, right? Let's make sure we're doing it for the right reasons, right attitude, and remember the father's love. If we're lost, right, he's begging us to come home. And like the prodigal son, we read that he came to his senses, right? He hit rock bottom. And sometimes it takes that. You know, sometimes we need to be driven to our knees to realize where we are to go back to the Father's house. So wherever you are spiritually, we'd love to help you. If you need to obey the gospel, put on Christ's baptism, let's do that. If you've done that and you've wasted your life, if you will, or separated yourself from the Father's house again, come to your senses, come home. Whatever it is, we'd love to help you. Let someone know as we stand, as we sing.